I'm Rick Sargent for FM 101, and we're very pleased to have back in our studio the mayor of Orangeville, Lisa Post. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back. I'm really excited to be here today.
Now, you had a council meeting last evening, and you're here to kind of give us a bit of an update on what was discussed and some things coming up.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. There was a couple of really important reports that council discussed yesterday that I thought the community would really want to hear about. The first one that's very interesting is actually our asset management plan. We're required by the province to update our asset management plan every 5 years, so we were due to do that this time around. And this was a very extensive report. And what's most important about this asset management report is that it really gives us the data that we need to inform many of the other things that we do, most importantly, our budget. So what the asset management report really highlights is the pieces of our infrastructure and within the town assets that are either in good, very good, or fair condition, but also those that are in poor or very poor condition, requiring replacement, repair, or complete revitalization. So what that data really helps us do is set our budget for our capital plans upcoming to make sure that we're doing what we can to close our infrastructure gap. This is not unique to Orangeville. All of the municipalities in the province are really struggling with aging infrastructure and a lack of funds to be able to make the necessary changes to really bring all of their assets up to good repair. So what this helps us do is really prioritize which key pieces need to come first when we're considering our budgets, knowing that we don't have unlimited money and we need to make some tough decisions. But then what it also does is it gives us some data that helps us advocate to the province. We continue to advocate to the province for a better fiscal framework, a better funding policy and mechanism for municipalities, because what we do see is that municipalities, for every tax dollar that's paid in Ontario, municipalities only collect 9 cents of it. And I know everybody is sensitive about property taxes, but property taxes really only equate to 9 cents of the tax dollars that you as an Orangeville resident are paying, an Ontario resident are paying in taxes. And we as municipalities are responsible for the majority of the infrastructure in the country. So we continue to advocate to the province for a better fiscal framework, a better funding framework, because we know that we can't just keep raising property taxes and fix all the assets that we have. It's not practical and it's not reasonable. So this asset management plan really helps give us the data that we need to continue to advocate, but also to prioritize how we are going to spend your property tax dollars when it comes to capital work. So very interesting report, very lengthy report. If you have a chance, take a peek at it in the agenda. It's very, very interesting. The next piece that I really wanted to talk about was recreation and our allocation policy. And we finally have a refreshed Orangeville-specific allocation policy. And what that really does is it helps to prioritize how ice time, park time is allocated, baseball diamonds, all of those recreation features that we have in the community, how they're allocated and who gets priority. So it talks about user groups and minor hockey and, you know, minor sports groups and how their ice time is allocated, how soccer fields are allocated. And it really gives us a framework to make sure that we're not only maximizing the use of all of those facilities, but also prioritizing the key folks who need it. It was very interesting to see that basically most of our users for recreation, 80% actually, is youth. So youth are a priority for us in making sure that we have enough space for them to be able to actively participate in sports and recreation programs.
Oh, certainly sounds like maybe, as you said, it wasn't the most exciting council meeting that you've ever had, but certainly it sounds like you covered a lot of ground and important information as well.
Yeah, we absolutely did. And then just finally, one more piece is that we've moved forward the framework. We've asked staff to go back and collect framework to help us put a pollinator plan together. So when we talk about environmental concerns, really how to prioritize pollinators to make sure that we're doing the right things for the environment. So again, really exciting piece of work.
So the report that you were speaking about earlier in terms of the infrastructure, would something like the new fire hall be included in that analysis as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So all of the town's buildings, all of our fleet, so our vehicles, anything that the town owns and has to maintain is what's covered in that. So there was brief discussion about the fire hall. We know that our current fire hall is aging and is considered to be in poor condition. So the creation of our new fire hall will help to fix that. But the other thing that it really identifies is where, how much those gaps really will cost us and what the cost is if we continue to only invest a certain amount into it and how long it will take us to actually close the gap.
So it sounds like a good sanity check, I guess, if anything.
Absolutely. Very good way to put it. It absolutely is. And it really opens your eyes to some of the things that are in the community that we don't think about. And we've seen, how what the risks are of having aging infrastructure. We've seen it with Alderpool a couple of years ago. Tony Rose is probably the most recent example. But like you said, our fire hall is one that we look at. And as we put together plans and frameworks and policies, we use this asset management plan to really guide us. So recently at a council meeting a couple of months ago, we approved a fleet management policy that talks about how we take care of our vehicles. And we do have a significant fleet. But how do we replace them? How do we revitalize them? How do we make sure that they're in for repairs at the right time? And now we have a policy and framework. And a lot of that came from having a good asset management plan.
And I'm assuming that part of that vehicle plan would also look at, do we purchase gas-powered vehicles? Do we purchase EVs?
Yeah, of course.
And again, what's the lifespan of each of those?
Yes, and which ones would be appropriate for an electric vehicle? You know, perhaps our bylaw officers who are driving around, and they're a perfect example of where we might replace with an electric vehicle. But we've learned that in our winters that, you know, electric fire trucks, for example, or buses may not be the best choice for us. So if we're looking to replace that fleet, how do we do it and make sure that it's the right decision that's going to last us the longest and we'll get the most bang for our buck when we do it.
Excellent. Mayor, thank you very much for coming in and updating us on the council meeting last night.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope the community is having a great summer.